Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except for that.
It is day 14. Of NaNoWriMo. My name is Evil Murr, and I'm here to either stop you from doing this terrible thing to yourself or give you whatever support I can. It's not much. I don't know what you're expecting. My name is Evil Murr, but it is day 14. We're almost at the halfway point. So if you don't have close to 25,000 words, then you are clearly, you should just quit. I mean, y'all, it's not like it's a zero-sum game. It's like either 50,000 or nothing. There's no in-between. You cannot be proud of the 40,000 words you wrote in November, because those 40,000 words don't count. You can't be proud of writing 10,000 but unlocking a problem in your manuscript, because that doesn't count either. Because when you publish this eventually, probably sometime next month, people will be able to see where you were writing in the month of November and where you weren't. A lot of people don't know this, but the publishers use a different font color for their text, depending on whether you wrote it during NaNoWriMo or not. And so the really dedicated fans will go through the manuscript, or rather go through the book, and count out how many words are November's color. I think it's orange. And if they don't hit 50,000, then they get to bring the book back and get a refund. And people do it. Really? Allie asks, what's the best way to sabotage your friends to make your NaNo count look better? I think I'm going to go with slipstreaming again. I think you need to just kind of catch all the words your friends aren't catching. You know, what you can do is you can say, I don't know about you guys, but when I write a sentence that doesn't work, I just kind of hit return a couple of times to force it down the page. So my manuscript software still saves it. But this, of course, means that I've got all these pointless words at the end of the file, which is only important during November. So what I think you should do is you find somebody like that and then ask them if you can have those sentences. And if you don't think they fit, just say, your character picked up a manuscript full of gobbledygook and here's what it said. And then you paste. See? Sabotaging your friends would just be getting into their computer, doing a copy-paste of their words. Or cut-paste. I mean, most people don't have very good security. How many of you guys have gone to your relative's house and tried to get on the Wi-Fi and learned that the Wi-Fi is your name and your birthday? Yeah, it happens. But seriously, we are at day 14. One thing I don't like about November is the fact that it's all a numbers game. But I guess that's the point, isn't it? I suppose. Here's a good one for coming up for North America, or rather, I'm sorry, United States, in about a week and a day from when I post this, a week and 2 days from when I post this, will be Thanksgiving, and most people will be spending some time with family. Sometime. And so someone asks, how much time is considered polite to hang out with friends or family? I think what you need to do is set everybody up at the beginning and let them know what the expectations would be reality. For example, you will start a clock, a countdown, and say, I'm going to visit with grandma this many minutes. I'm going to help in the kitchen for this much time. After dinner, I will allot this amount of time for dinner, and after dinner, I will allow for maybe 10-20 minutes of, you know, goodbyes and coat gathering. But if you tell everybody up front what they should expect, then it'll go a lot smoother. And so that's your advice for day 14. At the end of the day, you should have 23,333 words. I'm recording this yesterday, so I still have the same amount of words I did yesterday. We'll see if I can catch up. I had a really good unexpected writing day today. And it really underscored why I love being a discovery writer. Because it is in the midst of writing that the ideas come to me. My name is Evil Mer. Please don't listen to anything I say. Please do listen to the I Should Be Writing podcast, which will be resuming in December. I'll see you tomorrow for day 15.
Who decided to have Thanksgiving this time of year?
Thanks for listening to our daily NaNoWriMo Patreon-only podcast. I'm Mer Lafferty, Merverse.com, and this music is by permission of John Anelio. You can find out more about him at johnanelio.com, A-N-E-A-L-I-O. Thanks for your support.
I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not.